Go. Hey everybody, and welcome into this special edition of the podcast. We're just going to call it NFL preview or something like that. I'm Hunter Mitchell, and joined with co-editor-in-chief Keegan Mould.
Welcome.
So before we get started, we're going to break down the playoffs and give our predictions, but what are your thoughts on the NFL season so far?
I think it's been a great season. It's been a season like no other, which honestly all of them are, obviously, but I think the thing that's really marked this season is it's been the season of backup quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
You've seen so many people get a first chance or a second chance, even in the case of people like Gardner Minshew or maybe even Carson Wentz in the past week. Mm-hmm. You've seen pretty much anyone start, and even people you never thought would see the field saw the field.
Dobbs in Minnesota had a couple games there where he was really good. Yeah, it was just a year of the backup quarterback. I think Schefter said it was like in week 18 there were over half were backups starting.
Which is really incredible. The end of the season looks nothing like the start of it did.
Not at all. No, but I don't think anybody would have guessed Jake Browning would be the starting quarterback for the Bengals.
And I don't think any individual would have guessed Joe Flacco sees the field again.
Joe Flacco, wow. What a resurgence he's had this year. So, what are your thoughts on comeback player of the year?
DeMar Hamlin has, I think, the best comeback in the NFL, and I think he will get the award for that. I think he's the best comeback person. Player, I give it to Joe Flacco.
I agree.
The impact he's had on the field cannot be understated, and he's led the Browns into the playoffs and maybe even further, as we'll discuss.
Because if Flacco wasn't there, the Browns would be, they might not even be in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they've played so many people, but it's hard to say that PJ Walker or RG3 could get the job done the same way Joe Flacco has.
If RG3 gets the job done, I'd love to see that. He's an announcer for ESPN.
Oh, my bad. Wrong person.
You're close. All right, let's go ahead and get into some of the playoff games here. Let's go ahead and find the NFL. Maybe I'll find the NFL. Alright, so our first game in Super Wild Card Weekend is Browns and Texans on Saturday at 4:30. I think that's going to be a really good game.
That's going to be a phenomenal game. I think it might come down to the last score.
Yeah, we saw, unfortunately, as a Colts fan, I saw how the Texans can play. Now, was part of that in the Week 18 loss to the Texans all on the running back? Yeah, it was. Was some of it on play calling? Yeah, it was. But was C.J. Stroud also okay? He played decent, got a few good balls, but he's played phenomenal all season long. I suspect that game will be an interesting one because, obviously, the Browns and Texans, they have a bit of history with one of their former quarterbacks.
I mean, this is for sure going to be a game of awards. The NFL mm-hmm. awards will have a lot of people in this game. I mean, Rookie of the Year obviously has to go to C.J. Stroud.
I don't think
there's
it can go to anybody else.
No way around it. Comeback Player of the Year, very possibly and likely Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
Coach of the Year, I personally think you give it to the Texans. The rebound they have had as an organization going from nothing to where they are now cannot be understated. And even Defensive Player of the Year, I think, could go the same way.
Myles Garrett, maybe, for the Browns, or...
Yeah, I'd say Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett for sure, but... Even Defensive Rookie of the Year, I think you'd give it mm-hmm. to...
Will Anderson?
Yeah.
They've all been really good. And if you look at where they were last year, they had, I think, the number two pick. They were horrific last year, and they were able to come back and, you know, make the playoffs, which just shows how good the coach and C.J. Stroud is. All right, what's your prediction for that game?
My prediction? I think both teams are very good. I probably even say the Browns are a better team. However, their biggest problem they've been having recently is interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And turnovers in the playoffs...
You can't
have
do it.
That. I think that is going to be what sinks their ship ultimately. Even if their defense plays better, even if the offense of the Browns plays better overall, I think those interceptions are going to come back to bite them. And if I had to guess a score, I would say 31-24 Texans.
All right. My opinion, I think Flacco, he has a chance to pass Brady for the most playoff road wins this week. But if you look at his quarterback rating... The rest of his stats, they're okay. He's got, I think, 9-10 touchdowns. He's only played a little under half the season. So those numbers are good. But when you look at the quarterback rating, it's at, like, 59.7. So I think once we see a defense that's actually good, if the Texans get some pressure on him, I think Flacco, well, he obviously can't run because he doesn't have very good knees.
Not that age.
I think if Houston gets in the backfield, I think they'll win. Give me Houston 28-24.
Solid. All right. And what is our next game?
Our next game is going to be a freezing cold game. Dolphins and Chiefs in Arrowhead.
Now, this game's a lot. It's Tyreek Hill's homecoming in the playoffs, which is an insane storyline by itself.
Yeah, 100%. And especially, talk about insane storylines, his house caught on fire last week. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. He's got a lot to fight for, and I think he's going to really want to stick it to the Chiefs how much of a mistake they made by letting him go.
Yeah, because if you look at the Chiefs roster right now, who do they have that can catch a pass? Nobody. Kadarius Toney has dropped multiple game winners.
Travis Kelce on a good week can get some interceptions, but even his play has gone down significantly from what it was on their Super Bowl run last year. But I think the biggest thing in the Chiefs' favor is going to be
the weather.
It's the playoff Chiefs. They're in Arrowhead. You got the weather. And those fans during the playoffs is...
they're insane.
It's an environment. It's one of the loudest, if not the loudest stadium you can
in the NFL. It feels almost like a college game at that point.
Yeah.
Just in the atmosphere of it.
I think this game will ultimately come down to the better Dolphins roster. Can they handle the weather and the environment on an away game in the playoffs to a team that's been so dominant in the playoffs over the last couple of years?
Because this is the first season the Chiefs have had six losses with Mahomes. But would I take Mahomes to make plays happen where he's proven he makes things happen in the playoffs? Or Tua, who he's shown flashes of greatness, but then again, he's never played in a big playoff game.
For sure.
So
I think it's going to come down. I think it's going to be close. But ultimately, you got to consider injuries too on the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins will be able to pull out close against the tough Chiefs defense. I'd say 17-13.
17-13. Dolphins?
Dolphins.
I'm going to have to disagree. I think you can be Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, even with lackluster wide receivers. If Kelsey's not having a good day, I think the Chiefs will win that one. And I think it'll be 20-17.
I think that's fair. I don't hate that too much myself, even disagreeing on the outcome, especially when you look at just how dominant that Chiefs defense has been.
Yeah, because they've played... let's look at their schedule. Let's see who the Chiefs have played. I know they played Buffalo. And if we look here... so they played... to start their season, they lost by one to the Lions. Not a bad loss. Lions are what? Number three seed in the NFC? We'll get to that game later. They beat the Jaguars. They were in contention for the AFC South. Beat the Bears, as they should have. Beat the Jets, okay. Beat the Vikings, okay. Beat the Broncos, okay. Beat the Chargers, okay. Broncos killed them. 24-9. That's an interesting loss, but I think that game probably just... I don't know. I don't think Kansas City got off the plane. 24-9, Sunday Night Football. I don't think they got off the plane. Now, they have... the Dolphins and Chiefs have played earlier this season, and it was 21-14 in Germany. But I don't know how much we can base that game, because obviously Germany, they played in, you know, October.
Yeah.
Warm weather and no injuries. So, lost to the Eagles. We'll get to the Eagles later, but they've kind of limped their way in. Beat the Raiders. Lost to the Packers. That's an interesting loss right there. Jordan Love's pretty good, but we'll get to him later. Lost to the Bills. Lost to the Raiders.
On Christmas.
So we're seeing kind of a trend here where the Chiefs this year, they've struggled with some of the higher teams, better teams. We'll see how that plays, but I'm going to keep my prediction the same.
I'll lock in mine as well.
All right, moving on to our next playoff game here.
Final game of Wild Card Saturday.
No, there are only two on Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Okay, never mind.
Moving on to Sunday, first game, Steelers and Bills. I think this one's about as easy as it gets in the playoffs.
I think the Bills murder them. Yeah, but I don't think it's close.
I don't know.
The Steelers have limped into the playoffs miraculously with a winning record that I think can only be explained by Tomlin's magic that makes them always have a winning record.
A mid Tomlin team at the end of December is the best team in the NFL every year. Let's see. The Steelers, they needed a lot of help to get in. They had to win. They beat up the Ravens, who were starting nobody. They needed either a Buffalo loss or a Jacksonville loss to get in. And Jacksonville just choked against Tennessee.
Terribly.
So, Pittsburgh, let's look at their record. Got killed by the 49ers, 30-7.
It's week one.
Week one. Beat the Browns, so they beat the
Watson Browns.
The Watson Browns, yeah. Beat the Raiders. The Texans drubbed them, 30-6. If the Texans are beating you, I think that was right at the start of when Stroud was finally taking off. I would consider that his breakout game, if you will. 30-6. That's a bad loss. Let's see. They beat the Rams. They beat the Ravens. That's impressive. It is interesting that the AFC North has three teams in this year.
It is, and I think a large part of that is just how bad of a beat the
AFC South was. Yeah. AFC South was horrible.
Terrible the Bengals became once Joe Burrow got injured. They were fighting. They weren't like the worst team in the season, but when you're in with all those playoff contenders, you're giving them free wins essentially.
Yeah, I mean, they rolled over the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, that team, it's obviously led by Burrow, but without Burrow, Browning had a few good couple of games, but it's just at that level in that division, you just can't be anything less than great.
You have to be on your A game every day.
For sure.
Let's see, who else have the Steelers beat? Tennessee, okay. Beat the Packers, so the Packers are another interesting team we'll get to later. The Browns beat them by a field goal. They beat the Bengals. The Cardinals beat them. That's a bad loss. Losing to the Cardinals is never a good look.
It's never a good look. But hey, looking over to the NFC side, just a preview, two of those teams, the Eagles and the Cowboys, considered two of the best teams in the league.
Lost to the Cardinals.
Also lost.
Well, we'll get to that a little bit later. The Patriots beat the Steelers, which isn't a good look.
Yeah, that I can't even make up something. Now, okay.
The Patriots were the worst team in the AFC this year. So, lost to the Colts, which, okay. Beat the Bengals, beat the Seahawks.
That's a good win.
That is a good win. And beat the Ravens, who were resting everybody. They have their streaks, but I think Buffalo just runs the floor with them.
Yeah, and Buffalo has, I think, a lot more in the game. I don't think at any point in the season Steelers expected to get to the Super Bowl or make any sort of a run in the playoffs. They've always been playing for just having a winning record, getting to the wild card. That seems to me what their season's focused on.
Yeah.
Getting here, in a way, was how I see their Super Bowl.
Because they didn't, I don't think they expected Kenny Pickett to take them to a Super Bowl.
No.
Or Mason Rudolph to make a playoff run. So I think they're just happy to be here.
I agree. And the Bills, past couple of years, they've been fighting hard. They want to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they want it.
Josh Allen dreams of his ring every night, I'm sure.
I'm sure he does, yeah.
He's dialed in. He wants this. And I think when given such a lackluster team, a middling team throughout the rest of the season, I think they take this as an opportunity and stomp them.
Me too. That concludes the AFC. Oh, wait, we got to do
score
predictions.
Score prediction. I think it's ugly.
All right, what do we got?
Give me 30-6. I think the Steelers have some random plays, but they're sloppy overall. The ball's going everywhere.
One thing I do want to check, what's the weather in Buffalo this week? Because if it's supposed to be super cold, Buffalo, New York. Let's see what the weather is in Buffalo. Daily, we look Sunday. 25 degrees, 30-mile-an-hour wind. That's going to be a cold game.
It's going to be miserable.
It's going to be horrible.
And Buffalo thrives off of that.
And on that note, I'm going to take Buffalo 30. Let's see. Give me 35. Buffalo 35, and I think Pittsburgh will hang 13 on the board.
Good for them.
They can have some mercy points.
All right, and what's up next?
And now we are moving over to the NFC.
All right.
So the first game up in the NFC schedule, Packers and Cowboys, an old playoff matchup.
For sure. I mean, look at them throughout history. This has happened dozens of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big one. And I gotta say, the teams coming into this are from very different places in how their season has gone.
Yeah, absolutely. The Cowboys, everybody, obviously, at the beginning of the year, they were talking to them, ah, we're the Cowboys, it's our year.
This is our year.
We're going to the Super Bowl. And they've said that for, like, you know, what, the past 20 years?
Yeah.
They haven't won a Super Bowl. And
they fought well to prove it this year. They have a good record. They're coming in with, I believe, the 2 seed.
Yeah, 2 seed in the NFC.
Yeah, they have a lot to prove. They've worked hard to prove it. There's been some great games, even a great... Well, a lot of people don't think it was great, but they did get a win over the 3 seed, Detroit, recently, which is just proves that they can at least hang with the best of them, even if you don't think the outcome of the game was the same. You cannot deny that the Cowboys were proven that they're one of the best, if not the best team in this wild card. And I think compared to the Packers, who have somewhat of a... Nothing's free in the NFL, but you look at their division, it's not a hard fight. Playing against the remains of what used to be the Bears, the Vikings playing Nick Mullins.
Yeah.
I mean...
Other than the Lions.
Other than the Lions, who of course are incredible, they've not had to do a lot, and they've won some tough games, but they're just not on the same caliber that Dallas has been on all season.
Because if we look at some of Dallas's points this season, week one they beat the Giants 40-0. They beat the Jets 30-10. Now, they lost to the Cardinals, as we talked about earlier, which perplexes me. How do the Cardinals do that? Was it double XP weekend for Kyler Murray?
It must not have been. I don't even think that was under Kyler. I think that was under Dobbs.
Oh, yeah, it could have been under Dobbs.
I think that was a Dobbs win before he left.
Yeah. And then they got back on the winning track. They beat the Patriots by 35. They got smoked by the 49ers, though. They lost by 32 to the 49ers.
They did. It was an insane game, and I think that's just the difference between the 1 seed. They don't have to play the Niners yet.
This not yet.
Is not to play the Niners, and if they do have to play the Niners, it won't be for another hot minute. Wild card weekend, that doesn't matter.
If they play the Niners, it'll be NFC Championship.
Yes. They're safe for now, at
for
least
now.
Of that matchup.
They barely beat the Chargers, which, Chargers weren't good this year. Beat the Rams. That's a playoff team. They beat them by 23. Eagles got them by 5 in Philadelphia.
For sure.
Cowboys slaughtered the Giants, 49-17. Ouch.
Beat the Panthers.
Beat the Panthers.
Good for them.
Good for them. Beat the Commanders. Good for them. Almost lost to the Seahawks. That was a Thanksgiving game. I'll kind of give that.
Beat the Eagles in the matchup, though, the rematch.
Mm-hmm.
When they ran it back, they got the win.
And they beat them by 20.
Yeah, it was a decisive win, too. They met that.
They got smoked by Buffalo, 31-10. Lost to Miami. Should have lost to the Lions.
Yeah,
we won't get into that, but
I
Decker
think it
reported.
Was good. He did.
And beat the Commanders. They're inconsistent. They had some good wins, but they also lost a couple not great
flashes
games.
Of greatness for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
And let's not look past the turnovers have gotten a lot better in Dallas.
Absolutely.
Coming into the season, that famous Dak Prescott quote, everyone was making fun of him for saying he'd have less than 10 interception. And as of right now in the season, he's had 9.
Yeah.
He's improved. He's done a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
He even gave CeeDee Lamb in that Lions game, what, like 200-something yards? Like 280,
yeah.
I want to say. It was insane.
Yeah, he was going insane.
And you got to look at that, too. You have CeeDee Lamb on that roster. You have Micah Parsons, who, at least for the first half of the year, was a strong contender for Defensive Player of the Year.
100%.
There is really no... It's a complete team. There's no huge weakness. And although they do struggle sometimes to, say, block the run at times, that's their biggest weakness, I would say. there's no real, like, weak players or weak links to exploit. It's a strong team, and they definitely deserve the 2 seed.
Absolutely. As long as they don't have a debacle like they did last year and direct snap it to Ezekiel Elliott under... That was stupid.
That was... It was a desperation play for sure.
The offensive coordinator should have resigned after that, but...
And let's not look past... McCarthy is returning to the team. Mm-hmm.
He used to coach.
He used to coach. And it's at Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas as a home game, they do on occasion struggle at away games during the playoffs, but Dallas at home...
There ain't no.
...in a story game where their coach has something to prove to their former mm-hmm. team against one of the weaker teams to make it into the playoffs...
Absolutely.
...they're going to tear. Jordan Love's had a great season. Let's not look past that.
Yeah, let's not look past what the Packers have done.
He's not Dak Prescott.
No. Even if you don't think Prescott's that good... Look at the Packers. They beat the Bears. Okay. Lost to the Falcons. Rough start to the season. Beat the Saints. Lost to the Lions. Lost to the Raiders. Lost to the Broncos. So if you look at the start of the season, you're like, oh, this team's terrible. They're not going to make the playoffs. And then they pick it up a little bit. Never mind. They lose to the Vikings. then they beat the Rams by 17. That's a good win over a playoff team. Lost to Pittsburgh. Beat Chargers. They beat the Lions in the rematch. That's a good win for them. Beat the Chiefs, so now they're starting to rebound a little bit. The Giants got them. The Buccaneers got them. So that's a playoff team. Beat the Panthers, barely. Beat the Vikings and beat the Bears. So they've had their struggles.
Yeah, I believe they're coming in at 9-8, I want to say.
9-8, yep.
Which... It's a winning record. It's a
winning record.
But you're getting close there.
You're getting close. You're treading on Colts territory right there.
Yeah. And I would say, after this game, I know it doesn't count on their record, but they would have had 9 wins and 9 losses. A perfectly even season.
Yeah.
I just don't see a way that they have anything on the home Cowboys in the playoffs.
I don't think so.
Especially with recent injuries that have been... I believe Dobbs was injured for a minute. I don't know if he's going to be recovering for the playoffs.
I don't know.
But I just don't think they have anything on him.
Me neither.
I'd say I might go with a big one. I'm going to say 40-14 Cowboys.
All right.
Especially with the Joe Barry defense getting hate every single week. They just...
Yeah. All right. I think... I'm going to have to agree with you in who I'm picking here. And I'm even going to go even bigger. I'm thinking it's going to be 42-7. I don't think Green Bay has enough offense to hang around.
I don't think they have any defense to stop anything, no. And I don't think they have enough offense to fire back.
No.
I think this is, I'm going to say, the most lopsided
game of the weekend.
Game of the weekend.
This game could be over by halftime.
I think it will be.
It probably should be.
Moving on, our next game.
Our next game is, we're down to the last two. This one should be a good one. Rams and Lions at Detroit. Ooh. For the first time in 30 years.
This means a lot for both teams. Just quick storyline stuff. Matthew Stafford going back to the old team he's had in their home to try mm-hmm. and win with his new team. And Jared Goff fighting his old team in the playoffs now for the Lions with mm-hmm. the first chance to win a playoff game since...
30 years ago.
Yeah. What? Since double my lifetime about.
Yeah.
Yeah. There have been thousands of people to have... What was I even going to say?
I don't know. I thought you were going to be like...
I have no clue what I...
Thousands born in
there
nine?
There have been thousands of people who have come to Carroll... graduated and gone through the entirety of high school
and college
by the time this has happened. The time is insane. This is their first divisional win mm-hmm. in the NFC North since the NFC North has been founded.
This is huge for the Lions, and I don't think they'll let that go to waste.
Yes, I think I would even argue I think the Rams are a better team. Puka Nacua has been having an incredible season. Stafford's been throwing his heart out. Not Kenneth Walker. Their running back, I'm blanking on his name. I feel bad.
Yeah, me too.
But he, at a certain point, had the most yards per game than any other running back. Their offense and even their defense has been having a great season. But it just means more to the Lions. Mm-hmm. And at home, one of the first... This is the best chance they may have ever had to win the Super Bowl coming in.
Absolutely. Other than, like, in the Barry Sanders and Megatron era, this might be their best chance.
And, I mean, coming in as a three seed, it's looking great for them. This mm-hmm. is the best the team has ever looked within color TV era, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, 100%.
And even if the Rams are good, even if Matthew Stafford's homecoming is happening, I don't think they can bear to let it go to waste. And at home field advantage in a cold Detroit,
mm-hmm.
with the fans the most excited they've been in years, and, if not ever.
Ever, right?
I don't think they can let it slip.
I don't think they should either. Weather does not play a factor. They play in a dome, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
I
think it's going to be close, though.
I think it'll probably end up being an offensive game. I don't really think either defense will show up.
I tend to agree with that.
This kind of feels like the Washington-Texas game from a week or so ago.
Yeah. Give me... I'm just going to throw out the score now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say... 31-24, Detroit.
I think Detroit will also win. And I think it's going to be even higher scoring than that. I think it's going to be 42-42. I'm going to say the Packers go for two to win, 42-41, and they don't get it.
And now on to, I do remember this one, the 4-seed Buccaneers versus the 5-seed Eagles to finish off wild card.
And this is why right here that even if you win your division, you shouldn't get to host.
I agree. The Buccaneers have fought in by far the worst division in the NFL.
Absolutely.
They were against the Saints, who put up an okay season.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers,
who were
the
terrible.
Worst team in the NFL, possibly. I'd even argue they were the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
They put all their chips on Bryce Young.
And failed miserably.
It didn't pan out. I don't even think he's a terrible quarterback. He just has nothing to work with.
I wouldn't even write
him off in total. It's just like...
Yeah, I don't think he can read a defense, though.
What did they want him to do?
Make magic happen. Harry Potter.
And they gave everything up to it. They sold their soul to the Chicago Bears.
And not the bad part is they don't even get a first-round pick.
No.
Their first pick's, I think, is like the third round.
And the other team in that division was the Falcons, which...
Who were not good.
Arthur Smith... He's on
fired.
The hot. Did he get
fired? He got
fired. Yeah.
They fired him at 12:02 on Black Monday.
Okay. Yeah, their team has just been...
Dumpster fire.
All the Buccaneers have done, they barely made it in. They were one game away from the Saints taking their playoff spot.
Which is just not great. If we look at what they did, they beat the Vikings. Okay. Beat the Bears. You were supposed to beat the Bears. The Eagles beat them in Tampa Bay earlier this season, 25-11. That was before the Eagles kind of started, slumping, because the Eagles have lost, I think, 4 out of 5. They beat the Saints. The Lions got them. They lost to the Falcons, which we talked about how much of a dumpster fire the Falcons have been. Lost to the Bills. Only lost by 6, though. Lost to Houston in a shootout, 39-37. Beat Tennessee. Lost to San Francisco. Lost to the Colts. Almost lost to the Panthers, beat the Falcons again, beat the Packers, beat the Jaguars, lost to the Saints, and a snooze fest against the Panthers 9-0. 3 field goals.
I'm aware. I watched that game.
I'm sorry for you.
Or at least parts of it. Even just the red zone was like miserable. Yeah.
Yeah.
But think about it this way. 10 points was the difference between them and the Saints being in this playoffs, and those 10 points were against the worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
If Carolina managed to get 2 touchdowns, miss both extra points, and do nothing else,
they'd win. They would have won.
The Saints would be in.
Yes.
And they would have won.
And I don't think the Saints are any good either.
Baker's been having the most Baker season of his life. Flashes of greatness, but he slings it far and someone always ends up catching it.
Never his own team, but somebody catches the ball.
Someone catches it. It's Mike Evans or any defender, really.
Pretty much. If we look at the Eagles here, they beat the Patriots in week one. You should beat the Patriots this year. They were terrible. Beat the Vikings. Good. Beat the Buccaneers. Beat the Commanders. Beat the Rams. Beat the Jets. Beat the Dolphins. Beat the Commanders. Beat the Cowboys. And beat the Chiefs for 10-0. And they won 11-0. They started off 11-0. And then the wheels have kind of fallen off the bus for the Eagles. Lost by 23 to the 49ers. Lost by 20 to the Cowboys. Lost by a field goal to the Seahawks. Beat the Giants. Lost to the Cardinals.
And then lost to the Giants.
So they've lost 5 out of 6 heading into the playoffs here.
I don't think any team has had a worse lead into the postseason than the Eagles have.
People
have been exploiting their defense's weakness, their secondary's weakness, and they figured out how to do it. The Giants, on quarterback number who knows.
Yeah, who knows who they have at quarterback.
Not me. The Italian guy left.
The Italian guy's gone.
They lost to them. The Giants. The New York Giants.
Yeah.
After losing to the Seahawks, which, admittedly, the Seahawks played a good... Or, not Seahawks. Or, they did lose to the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. But they lost to the Seahawks and the Cardinals right next to each other. And while the Seahawks are near playoff caliber, the Cardinals...
Suck.
I mean, other than their win against
Cowboys,
the division rival Cowboys,
they haven't beaten anybody.
I think they have 4 wins on the season.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And one of them should not be the 5th seed.
No, absolutely not.
That's insane. I think it comes down to, can the Eagles prove that even with a rocky end to the season, they still have what it takes to hang with the top? Or can the Buccaneers prove that they're a good team without the use of Tom Brady?
Yeah, they haven't looked very good without Brady. But on that note, nor have the Patriots, because, oh my God, Belichick has been exposed as a fraud. Brady made him look good.
Brady made him look good, but also I think there's also something to say about the defensive play calling, and Belichick's biggest weakness, as everyone knows, has always been drafting.
Yeah.
He sucks at drafting and lucked out with a, what, 6th round Brady?
Yeah.
The luckiest he could have ever gotten.
Oh, 100%.
And I think without that luck, he's starting to get exposed as someone who does not know how to draft good players, who does not know how to manage his team. And even though, I don't even think they have flashes of greatness, they have flashes of adequacy.
I don't think if I looked at that Patriots roster, you wouldn't be like, oh, that guy's your superstar. They don't have one.
Not one player made the Pro Bowl in the first time since 2000.
Yeah.
They snapped that streak.
Mm-hmm.
There's no great player on the Patriots, and even the ones who have, like, they're like, okay, this guy kind of plays well. Like, their tight end, I think his name is Hunter Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a couple good games, several touchdown passes. It's like, okay, he's okay.
But
they couldn't do anything and utilize
him. Well, they also don't have a quarterback. Bailey Zappi's not the answer. Mac Jones is not the answer. Which just goes to show, Alabama quarterbacks don't always ever pan out.
They don't. And I think... they had a bad end to the season, but I think the Buccaneers, again, without Tom Brady, aren't on the same level because they still have superstars. They have Mike Evans.
Yeah.
They have, I forget his last name, our first name, White.
Oh.
Who's been playing well.
Rashad White?
Rashad White, yes. Their defense has moments.
It has their times.
But, yeah, I think this is going to be a close game, and I think it's going to be an ugly game.
I don't think, it shouldn't be fun to watch.
Give me, though, just based off of proving that they had, like, just because they proved they could be at peak once, the Eagles in a bad, I'm going to say, 21-17 game. I think they are both terrible teams, and I don't think either one makes it further than this. But someone has to win.
Someone does have to win, and I think the Eagles, they've slumped too much, and I think they're done for the year. Give me Tampa Bay in a very, very ugly 14-9 game.
Yeah, and that's just about the spread. I believe the spread is 3 going the Eagles' way, +3
Correct.
Buccaneers. But, yeah, it's going to be a tough game, and I think the home elements won't play much at all because I think both these teams are just limping. Aiming to get there.
Yeah,
the Eagles are trying to get back to the Super Bowl that they were just at last year, and man, they have something to prove.
Yes, they do. That wraps up the wild card round, if you will. Let's go ahead and move into our hypothetical divisional. So, I don't know, let's stick with the Tampa Bay. Who's the one seed in the NFC?
The 49ers.
49ers get the lowest seed, and who do we think the lowest? So, we had Detroit's the high seed, Dallas is the high seed.
I think it's...
it's got to be Tampa Bay.
Yeah, because we don't have... did we have Green Bay winning? I don't believe so, no.
No.
No, okay, yeah, we had Dallas smoking them good. Okay, so yeah, Tampa Bay. 49ers, Tampa Bay. We've seen this matchup before. I'm a 49ers fan, you can see it here, so I'm obviously biased, but, like, they are the most complete team in the NFL, and they have the most great players at all positions. They're the most well-rounded team, and I have no clue what Tampa Bay could even do to upset them. It's
not a
unfathomable
chance
that they could get a win here.
I think their only chance is if they somehow are able to keep McCaffrey in the locker room, if they lock the doors on him.
And even that... with Elijah Mitchell, you still have throwing options plenty. Deebo Samuel, Pro Bowler this year. George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk coming off of an over 1,000-yard season.
Yeah, I don't think Tampa can stop them. I think their only chance is if they literally just have somebody lock them in their own locker room, the entire team.
I mean, it's not even close. Brock Purdy, even with his 4-interception terrible game against Baltimore, if you don't look at that, he's in the running for MVP, and if you do look at that, he still has the highest passer rating of any individual quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, and I'd take a bad Brock Purdy over a good Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's close. Even the Niners' defense hasn't been the best defense like they were last year coming into the postseason, but they're incredible.
They're still the Niners.
I think any individual corner on the Niners could pick off Baker Mayfield, and I think if we see this game, they will.
I think so, too.
Give me a blowout. 42-17 Niners.
Yeah, I don't hate that, to be honest. Let's see. 49ers.
And they've already beaten Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they did. We crushed them,
too. There are no surprises left.
I don't see this game going any other way but San Francisco. The question is just how many points they'll score.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go wild here.
Yeah, how wild?
How about 47? We'll give them 20.
Be really wild. 47-1. They get the 1-point safety.
They get their elusive 1-point safety.
I'd lose my mind if I saw them in the playoffs.
I don't think it's ever happened.
It hasn't. Best day of my life if that happens.
Yeah.
Scorigami too. All right. What else do we have just on the other side of the NFC for divisional?
Well, we have Detroit and Dallas. Oh, and that's back at Dallas?
That is back at Dallas. I know how good Dallas is at home.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Detroit wins this. Given what happened in the last game.
Yeah.
They proved that they could, if not win, at least go to overtime they could have at Dallas. And I think Jared Goff in that game had an off game. He threw a couple picks. He was far from his best. That was maybe one of the worst games he's had all season. And I think in the playoffs, again, going back to it means so much more for Detroit. He won't have that bad of a game. And... obviously, the end of that game, even with this terrible game, they could have maybe even won.
Should have won.
I mean, I don't think Detroit will let this slip away twice, and I think they got cheated out of their last game, and I think that only fuels the fire more.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell, after that game, on the mic, was one of the most pissed off coaches I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely.
And especially... if that happened in the playoffs, the pure rage of these players have to prevent that from happening again, I think they would go over Dallas. Dallas always gets to the playoffs. Divisional conference, they're usually known for choking out.
Usually,
it's usually not their year. And I think this time going against a team that it hasn't been their year for even longer on a lower scale, now that they have this scale and they've proven that they could... I'm even going to say they proved they could have beat the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I think Detroit takes this. And I think both teams are great. Two of, I think, the best five teams in the NFL. Two top five teams right here.
Mm-hmm.
I think Detroit takes it.
What's your prediction?
What's my prediction? I give Detroit, I'm going to say, 32 to 24, Detroit.
All right. And I had 31-28. I think they'll win on a walk-off field goal.
You do?
Yep.
Do you have any other thoughts on the game? I kind of took a lot of that.
I don't know. I think it should be a good... It should be the best game of that weekend. I think. I think the Cowboys will probably choke because, you know, they're the Cowboys and they typically do that.
Yeah.
I don't think Dak is... Dak's good, but against a mad Lions team, I think the Lions will take care of him.
Oh, for sure. And in the playoffs, Dak is known to choke a little. He's known to throw a couple more picks in the regular season. And even if he doesn't, I mean, Detroit's a great team. A great roster on the same level, if not maybe a little higher or lower than the Cowboys, and it just means more to them at this point. Yeah. I think they'll be fighting harder.
100%.
And that brings us to what's happening in the divisional in the AFC.
Let's see here. So, NFC, Buffalo. So, who's the one seed? Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got... Buffalo, we both had Buffalo winning. Buffalo's what? Are they the 2 seed? No, they're not. Buffalo.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are. Okay, so Buffalo will host...
The Chiefs-Dolphins one, maybe?
Should probably host this one. Chiefs will host... Or Ravens get winner of... Ravens get the Browns.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you want to talk about Ravens-Browns first?
Or... Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Ravens-Browns, I'm going to say it. I don't think this is crazy. The Browns have had an amazing year.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Flacco has had an amazing year.
Yep.
But what is more fitting from stopping Flacco from getting another ring than his old team, the Ravens? And why wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. It's, you look at any power rankings...
Any of them.
Ravens are the best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Especially in the AFC. Every team that people are like, oh, I think they could beat the Ravens in the playoffs, or oh, I think they're a better team overall, is not in this conference.
No.
Let's be real. I think the Ravens take care of business. Myles Garrett's great. Joe Flacco's going to have a hard game. But I think the Baltimore defense and offense takes off. Lamar is ready to get his wings and... make a run in the playoffs like he hasn't been able to in the past.
Yeah, I agree. The Ravens have lost, like, a couple fluke games. Lost to the Colts. Probably shouldn't have lost to the Colts.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens should just run rampant over the Browns here.
For sure. And I don't think that changes, even if we say hypothetically that Houston wins that game.
No.
I think even with Houston winning, I think they also just... they're just not on that level.
I think if Houston gets there, there'd be more points. But I still think Lamar's going to throw for a bunch of yards.
I'd agree. I think either one, Lamar's going to have an incredible game coming off the bye, and I think that puts Ravens in. I think they're solid for AFC Championship game.
All right. Score prediction?
Score prediction? This one's hard for me.
Yeah,
it is. Do you want to go first? This is a hard game to think about.
Ooh. Let's see. I'm trying to think here. If Flack goes on his A game, I think they'll probably put up 20, 21 maybe? Well, give me 35-21 Baltimore.
Okay, I'm going to say I think that's good. I'm probably going to go, I think 30, let's go 32 to, I don't know, I like 24.
Yeah, that could happen.
Also, I'm just going to throw this out here. I think we did put Houston moving on. But even with Houston moving on, I think the Ravens still ultimately take it.
Yeah.
And I'd say same thing, but instead of them having, let's say, 24 points, I think they get it to, like, field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't change the outcome, though. And then let's look. What's our other divisional game?
It should be we either have Buffalo. We have Buffalo. Buffalo and winner of this game. We had two different winners. Let's just predict it for both, if you will.
Awesome. I don't think Buffalo wins.
No, me neither.
I think they've got the 2 seed, but their season has been shaky and wildly inconsistent, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if Buffalo hosts that game, I can see them having a chance. But if they have to go to Arrowhead, I think the Chiefs will just smoke
them. I think, even just think about it this way. They had Buffalo, that is, a heartbreaking last-second game with the Broncos.
Yeah.
That's not a good look. And that was... The Broncos have had a good couple of games. That was not in their good games.
That was in their beginning of the season.
Yeah.
That was when Russ was cooking a dumpster fire.
Russ cooked a little too hard on that one. And I think overall... I think either Kansas City or Miami, whoever gets there, will beat them. I personally, I believe I said Miami would win the wild card game. So I think, for my score prediction at least, I think Buffalo has had a good season. A little comeback player of the year story was nice for him.
Yep.
I think they will get it. Don't know if they should. And give me Miami over Buffalo. Let's go 40-13.
Okay.
I think they blow them out with Miami. Just that offense. They can't. I don't think they lock down Waddle. I don't think they lock down Tyreek Hill, HN, Mostert. I think they all run over. All run over them all game. And if they play the Chiefs, I'd say a little more competitive. Chiefs offense tends to struggle this season. I'd say 26, and I'll keep the 13.
I like that. I could buy that. I think. If it's Miami, because that would be in Buffalo. We saw that same matchup last week in Buffalo. And they won. Barely. Like, by a field goal. It's an ugly win, but they won.
And is it, correct me if this is wrong, didn't they play in the playoffs last year at Buffalo?
I think they did.
Or was that just at the end of the season?
That was Chiefs in Buffalo, yeah.
Okay.
Which they lost, but it took Mahomes 13 seconds to march his way down the field.
Yeah.
So,
I still think, even in a cold Buffalo,
I think Buffalo will beat Kansas City. Give me Buffalo by a field goal, 27-24.
For Kansas City? And what's your Miami prediction?
I think if they get Miami, I think they'll lose it. And I think they'll lose it 17-14.
Okay. And let's just stick at the AFC.
Conference championship.
The Ravens versus either Miami or Buffalo, I think we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's the Ravens.
I don't think you're beating the Ravens.
I think it's so cliche, and there's always upsets. I don't want to just take the bigger seed because they're projected higher, but...
I've watched all the Ravens games.
What can you do?
If you can find a way to stop Lamar, and you can hold your offensive line for long enough to get time, you might have a chance. Might.
And I don't think these two teams can do that.
I don't think either of them can. Because Kansas City, if it's Kansas City, they've struggled against good defenses.
Yeah.
Significantly. They've struggled. And if it's Miami, Miami's struggled to beat teams with a winning record.
They have. And I believe they played the Ravens earlier in the season.
Let's check.
Did they not?
I think they did, but we can check on that. Dolphins again. Dolphins played the Ravens, and they got smoked. 56-19.
I remember that game now.
Yeah.
That's insane. I think in the playoffs, they're going to keep it a little closer, of course, because it's the playoffs. You can't be playing that sloppy. But I think ultimately, I think the Ravens win, and I think they decisively win.
I don't think it'll be too much closer.
I think if it's Buffalo, the Ravens win by a lot. And I think if it's the Dolphins, the Ravens win by a substantial amount.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a way they get stopped here. And I think... As far as at least the AFC title goes, it's the year Lamar takes it.
I agree. I think just give me the Ravens by like 24. I don't care who they play.
I don't think you can stop them. I'd say give them 24 over Miami and give them 20. Yeah, 24 over Buffalo. Yeah. Give them 17 over Miami. I would say. Either way.
Should be a beatdown either.
Should be a beatdown. And, yeah.
One last game before we do. We'll do Super Bowl in a different episode.
Yeah.
Because we're already at 50 minutes. So
50?
Yeah.
We might have to cut some of this down. Maybe. Eh, who cares? Let's just get it through.
And NFC Championship, we got Niners and Detroit.
Weirdly, a matchup we have not seen yet this year. I mean, you look at the other people who are at the top of the NFC, mm-hmm. Niners have played them and beat them. Eagles, Dallas, Baker Mayfield.
Somehow.
Yeah. All of them. Except the only two teams they have not played are Green Bay, who's going nowhere, and these Lions. And I think this is going to be an incredible game for that. And ultimately, I think I still, even with all of the momentum with Detroit, I think I still go Niners. It's a home mm-hmm. game in Santa Clara.
Yep.
They have the most complete roster. I think the best Absolutely. Roster of any NFL team. Mm-hmm. The biggest loss they've had, calling them frauds against the rest of the NFL competition, was the Ravens, who had an uncharacteristically four-pick game for Brock Purdy. Yeah. He's never played like that before or no. since, and still has a much higher passer rating than Jared Goff.
Yeah, I think the Lions will keep it close for at least 3.5 quarters.
I agree.
I think the Niners will probably pull away towards the end and win by touchdown.
I think Detroit plays a great game. I think it's mm-hmm. a very competitive game for a long time. But you look at every position, I don't think there is one position that the Lions have them beat at.
Yeah, 100%.
Quarterback, Purdy has been playing way better than Jared Goff has. Receivers, even tight ends, especially with LaPorta possibly out.
Yeah.
I think 49ers takes it. I think defense, they clearly take it.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if Goff keeps having a couple shaky games, I think they're just going to feast on him.
Mm-hmm.
Those edge rushers even get Nick Bosa, Chase Young in there. I think...
I forgot Chase Young was on the Niners now.
Yeah, it's...
It's a scary insane. Front four.
Oh, it's terrifying. Is that the bell?
It is.
And so ultimately, I think for NFC Championships, the Niners take it. And I'm going to say 32, let's go 22.
All right, I'm going with a touchdown game. I'm going, I think it'll be a shootout, 42-35.
And so there you have it. Our Super Bowl predictions, Niners against Ravens. Thank you for watching.